Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us in person, simply because he loves us more than the morning boys, it's Darren Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hi, buddy.
It is getting colder outside,
that
so
that
might explain why things are getting shorter for Jonathan Peterlin right now.
I'm also getting fatter, so that's not helping either. It's an optics problem. Got a real optics problem on our hands, fellas. All right, so I guess what you think about yesterday's loss there, Daryl?
Wasn't great. They
216-474-0092.
He planted himself like the planter's peanut guy and then was like, it wasn't great.
Well, actually, I was thinking he was more like a cowboy in like an old Western where he's like, I'll tell you, Pilgrim.
He's Costner looking at the camera.
How much time do you have? Oh, I mean, it's just every little thing, every little mistake just seems to really blow up in their face in spectacular fashion, whether it's a holding penalty, a missed blocking assignment. Every little missed detail is just absolutely killing them right now, week in and week out. And I'm starting to lose faith that this is actually fixable, that they can get this thing back on the tracks. But, I mean, second straight week, offense, multiple possessions in the fourth quarter, game on the line. In spite of everything that went wrong before then, still had a chance to win the game, and they can't get it done in crunch time.
So I think the question becomes, this is a veteran team. It's not as if these are a bunch of young pups like maybe the 2022 team was comprised of. Why is a veteran team looking like a young team that didn't have camp and training camp and preseason?
Well, they look like they did in training camp. That's, I think, part of the problem. And the concern here is that these issues we're seeing, maybe not so much the penalties because they're not throwing a lot of flags in training camp. They did during the Vikings joint practices. But, the offensive problems, they don't surprise me. This offense looks like it looked like in training camp. They do absolutely nothing well. They're inefficient. The blocking up front is not great. The quarterback has had, he's riding the roller coaster right now. I would say yesterday was good. Wasn't great, but it was enough to win the football game, aside from the final play in the game where he took the sack. But, they don't run the ball well. They don't block. The receivers, every week, and this is what's driving me nuts, is I'm tired of hearing we got to coach better. And I'm really getting sick and tired of players saying we're not on the same page or we have to get on the same page. Because, first couple weeks you're thinking, all right, that's media speak, right? That's just a way to answer the question, answer the questions coming from reporters and what. I honestly believe they're actually telling the truth. Because it's not just one guy. It's everyone saying it. The quarterback says it. The receivers say it. The running back say it. The offensive line says it. The coach says it?
Yeah, I heard you ask Jerry Jeudy that question. It was based off of that idea alone.
Yeah.
Did you think his answer was satisfactory?
No, I mean, what's he going to say in that instance, right? I mean, and again, I feel like these are habits that are formed in training camp. And I'm just not convinced this year that they formed good habits in training camp. And you're starting to see that here 4 games into the season.
Well, maybe that's why Jerry Jeudy's already saying that he's not in the right condition for late in games. Like it's week 4. Shouldn't you be able to be
Well, Dewan Jones isn't in the right condition either.
Yeah, well, so it's funny. I think you were right to take the victory lap on Dewan. There's something a little more there. I don't know that he's in 100% shape, and I think that's been informed by the health. He does not have the same kick when he goes back. He's
a step and a half slow.
Yeah.
And here's my thing, though. Okay, so I realize that they're in a bad spot with their tackle situation right now. My thing is, why not put a tight end next to him? You see he's struggling. Why not put a tight end next to him? Mm-hmm. Put some help on that side, okay? Because the easiest thing to do, if you're going to put 2-on-1 against him, both guys are getting home. Like, we have the play that Deshaun, and I was posting about this on X yesterday because it just infuriates me when it's just so blatantly bad, right? Mm-hmm. And he has every week had plays that are just blatantly bad where he's got options and he chooses none. And, someone needs to get on him. And unfortunately, it's the quarterback. Cost him a touchdown. He got Wyatt Teller hurt the week before. That guy's on injury reserve for 4 weeks, and hopefully it's just 4 weeks. His whether it's mental, physical, in shape, out of shape, knees hurting, whatever, like Dewan Jones is costing this football team in a major, major awful way. And that's got to get fixed. And I don't think they got the offensive line coach here that's going to fix it. This guy went from looking like a player that was destined to be an all-pro, was phenomenal last year. I mean, even the PFF, like no pressures or like one pressure before he got hurt. He's giving up pressures on every snap now. Like it is night and day, the difference in the player. And I will grant you that coming off the knee surgeries, maybe part of the problem in that. But again, why not give the guy help? That's on the coaching.
Yeah, it does feel like we've had a couple players who have taken some big steps backwards from last year. Now, I got a call on yesterday during the pregame about MJ Emerson. And the best answer I can come up with is kind of reminds me of Dewan Jones that way. Is he playing through something that maybe we don't? And with Dewan, we know. But with MJ Emerson, is he playing something that maybe playing through something maybe we're not aware of? Or because it just it looks night and day. It does, Daryl.
Yeah, he's going through a rough patch right now. And granted, that is the life of playing in a secondary, right? You are when you're great, you don't get a lot of love. But when you miss plays, you're in front of the firing squad, right? I mean, mm-hmm. that's just the nature of that particular job. And it just gives you a new appreciation from my standpoint for Denzel Ward and just how really good he is. I don't think that, and part of it's because of his concussion history and the fact he's had to miss time. Like, fans hold that against him while not appreciating just how great of a player he is when he's on the field. And I don't know what has happened with MJ. Again, a little bit of a rough patch. He's a young player. You know, hopefully he snaps out of this thing and bounces back. But, again, not the same player that he was a year ago.
Daryl, split the difference for us. I look at how Zinter got beat on that fourth and that final play.
Right.
I don't think Deshaun had the time. And I think he had to roll out to the worst possible side for him, given his arm.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question he had to bail.
Well, but real quick, but JP's assertion is that he felt like he had enough time to make that first read and that first throw. Split the difference for us.
I mean, it's easy for me to sit here and say, yeah, he has time to make the read. Here's the problem with the read.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
People out there, the pause in the film people, we don't know what play's called. We don't know what the reads are. Mm-hmm. Like, you can pause. It doesn't matter the play or the quarterback or whatever. You can pause the film and circle guys open at any given moment, right? We don't know. Is he supposed to be looking to the right? Maybe he's not. And that guy, yes, true. The guy is wide open, 100%. But I, from my standpoint, and this is why I hesitate to go overboard with my criticism, is I have no idea. Now, if he's supposed to be looking to the right and he's looking to the left and the guy on the right's wide open, then, yeah, obviously, that's on the quarterback. And Kevin didn't want to get into specifics about how that play was supposed to unfold. Yeah, when you scroll through that particular play, you see that there are options and opportunities there, but he's not looking at where the options and opportunities are because he's running to the short side of the field. So, and the last, what's the cardinal sin of quarterbacking when you run to the short side of the field? Never throw across your body to the long side of the field, right? It's going to get picked, bad things happen. So I understand where JP's coming from, and I'm not ducking your question, Nick, but like I just think that play was a disaster from the get-go, and that whole series was torpedoed because of the offensive line. Let's not forget, Jerome Ford in the backfield wasn't where he was supposed to be, and Deshaun's aligning him, play clock's running down, Nick Harris sees the clock is running down, snaps the ball, Deshaun isn't ready for the ball, and
right,
it's
a 5-yard
loss.
That was first and 10. Like that right. Completely changed the game.
So it's a 5-yard loss, and now you're first and 15.
Yeah.
Again, the little things, right? Little details that you don't think much of, but they end up blowing up in their faces in spectacular fashion. It's frustrating.
Darryl, into the fourth quarter, up until that big Jerome Ford run, Deshaun Watson was the leading rusher on the team. And I know this past week, he spent the whole entire week telling us he wasn't going to do it. I called nonsense on that. There's no way. He sees opportunities and he goes for it. That was...
But there's a difference. See, here's the thing, though. There's a difference of being in the middle of a play, seeing the opportunity and running, versus, hey, we're just going to call this design run for you. And I think maybe that's what Deshaun was getting at. Like, this is not going to be the Deshaun Watson running the football on every play offense, right?
For sure. I just think it undersold to me the idea that just how bad the run game was. And there's a lot of problems with the offensive line.
You don't have
any push. And that doesn't help it.
I mean, how many instances have they had short yarded situations and they can't get it because there is zero push with this offensive line right now?
Well, so
you're
lucky
if they can get out of their stance and hold their blocks long enough so Deshaun can see the field and throw the football.
How much of that will change with Nick Chubb coming back, or is it the type of thing that even Nick Chubb can't run through with this offensive line the way it is?
If people are counting on Nick Chubb to come back and save the season, I got some really, really bad news for you. I love Nick Chubb. Don't get me wrong. I do. I think he's a phenomenal player. I have my concerns about his health coming back. Yes, physically, things may be in one piece again and whatever, but like the human body is the human body. What's it going to be like when someone rolls up on that knee? Is he going to be able to cut and be as electric as he used to be? I don't know. I hope so. I do. I just... You know, again, just trying to manage people's expectations. You can't expect Nick Chubb to come back, especially with the way this line's playing, and expect that he's just going to be the same player he was, the previous 6 years here.
Kevin Stefanski's decision to punt from, what was that, the Vegas 40.
I think it would have been a 58-yard field goal if they tried it.
Yeah. Is that proof that Kevin has no coaching identity? Because at other points he has tried that exact same thing.
Well, here's my issue with it. If you're going to be – I don't mind the aggressiveness because you know me with hypocrisy. I can't stand hypocrisy. So I can't criticize the guy for being aggressive if it blows up in his face and it doesn't work. His whole thing is he's an aggressive head coach, right? I'm going for it on fourth down. I'm not kicking short field goals. I'm not taking the 3 points. I'm going for the seven, right? So my thing is you have a weapon. The guy can hit the 58-yard field goal. Do it. Otherwise, you're living in your fears and you're saying, I don't trust my defense not to give up 3 points or worse, seven points.
An aggressive coach. Hey, this reminds me of me playing blackjack over the weekend in Vegas.
Give me the 3 points.
Like,
Go for it.
I wasn't hitting on 16. Then I started hitting on 16. Then I went back to not hitting on 16.
Like, Did you come back with some money, by the way?
No, I lost miserably. Okay. And it's because I wasn't consistent enough. You gotta pick what you're going to do. You're going to be a hit on 16 guy or you're going to be the guy that doesn't hit on 16.
Daryl, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. I have a feeling I'll be seeing you at some point after today's show.
Yeah, maybe.
Not sure why that would be. But
I hope I didn't hurt anyone's feelings today.
I mean,
mine's fine.
Other than maybe DeJuan Jones.
You know, listen, you didn't, but I do like to make you feel guilty whenever I can, so I'll text you about it later.
Okay.
Be good, buddy. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store around the NFL. Me and JP next on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.